And we are going to continue with our media availabilities in advance of Sunday's AAA Texas 500 here at Texas Motor Speedway. We're now joined by Chase Elliott, driver of the number 24 Hooters Chevrolet. Chase, you are currently sitting eighth on the playoffs leaderboard with two races left to get into the championship four at Miami, and you've been to Victory Lane here at Texas. This is where you got your first NASCAR Xfinity Series win. So that has to give you a little bit of confidence that you have a shot at a solid finish on Sunday.
Yeah, I hope so. This place is obviously very different now with the repave, and Jimmy had a great run here in the spring, so it was some good things to look back to with his effort and win. So we feel pretty good about it. I feel good about our car and the improvements we've made over the past number of weeks, and think that if we can just put together a solid weekend, we can try to give ourselves a chance to win, which is pretty important for us at this point. So we'll see.
All right, we'll open up to questions. We'll start up front with Claire and then go to Bob and Lee.
Claire Belang, Sirius XM NASCAR Radio. After last week, I know that Denny reached out to you or said he had reached out that direction. What are your thoughts looking back on that? And then what are your thoughts about seeing your face as big as a billboard as the people's champion when you arrive here in Texas?
Yeah, definitely kind of strange. But, as far as last week goes, I don't know that my thoughts are a whole lot different today than they were then. I'm still pretty frustrated about it, and really, as the week has gone along, it's given me a lot of time to think about how close we were to going to Homestead. And I think if anything else, that that'll drive you up the wall more as you think about it. So definitely not happy about it, I don't think a whole lot's changed. But no, I'm not going to answer y'all's questions whether I'm going to get him back or not, so don't even ask, because you're not going to hear it from me. So just don't go there. So, I don't think my mindset's changed a whole lot from that standpoint. But this is a point in this round where we're going to have to perform these next 2 weeks to have a chance at Homestead now, and we'll just have to do just that.
We'll go to Bob and then to Lee and then Mark.
Bob Pocker, ESPN. Do you have to put him out of your mind because of what you have at stake, or is the fact that he possibly took that chance from Homestead, still in your head?
Well, for us, we're in a position where we're not completely out from points. If you could have some really solid weeks, good stage points, and those guys don't, potentially get yourself back in it without winning. But it's gonna be really hard to do. I think you're gonna have to be in contention to winning these next two weeks, if not winning an event, and depending upon this weekend goes, kind of set how next weekend is gonna have to be. But I'm not overwhelming myself with him or any other driver in particular as the weekend goes along, and I don't think you can do that and look yourself in the eyes and think you have a fair shot if you have that mindset coming into a weekend. So we're going to go about our business as we always do, and hope that we make the right guesses, and I make the right judgment calls, and Alan and the team makes the right calls throughout the weekend to have our have a chance to win.
We'll go to Lee and then Mark and Matt.
Lee Spencer, Motorsport.com. Chase, were you overwhelmed by the outpouring of support you received by the fans after the race? Because I think the last time I heard that kind of noise was when Earnhardt dumped Terry Labonte at Bristol, and it's been a long time.
It was definitely unexpected, for sure. I wasn't expecting to have that or hear that or see it, throughout the week. But it's been I don't know if refreshing is the right word, but it's been definitely, pretty encouraging to see that kind of support, regardless of the circumstance. To see people, encouraging you and wanting you to go and try to win this weekend. And to me, that's been kind of the message from a lot of fans is, hey, the best thing you can do for the fans that supported you is to go and try to win one of these next two weekends and give yourself a shot at Homestead. And I think a lot of the people that watch our sport know that. And, I'm looking forward to giving it my best shot. Yeah, I think it does, for sure. I want to make people proud. And, I don't think you can consume yourself with their opinions all the time, because I think that'll drive you, might drive you a little crazy. But, I think in the right circumstance, yes, I think it can. But you have to be able to turn that off when it's not the right circumstance, too.
We'll go to Mark, Matt, and then Nate.
Mark Garrow, PRN. My 80-year-old mom had to stay in the grandstands at Martinsville, freezing to death to the bitter end because she thought you were going to get your first win last week. She would not leave. So I found that if I was sitting in the grandstands and found the crowd reaction pretty incredible, as you were just talking about. My question is sort of follows the line of Lee in the fact that you're pretty low-key, even-keel kind of guy. Takes a lot to get your motor revved up and get you mad. When you think about the fact that that could have been Homestead right there, is that going to be, again, fuel that is going to add something to your determination in the race here or next week?
Yeah, I definitely think so. You know, for us to go to a place last week that, you know, I have typically struggled at and haven't had a whole lot of good days, to go and to lead laps and to, you know, have a shot to actually win a race at Martinsville. If you had told me that last year, I told you you're crazy. But yeah, I think it all fuels you. I think it all has to fuel you, you know, and I think it's got to fuel our team and, our road crew guys, our pit crew guys, myself. You know, I think it has to, and I think it will. I think it does. I think it is. And I think that, you know, all those things are going to have to be in place, and we're going to have to bring some fire to the next 2 weeks to be, you know, a part of the show in Miami.
We'll go to Matt and then Nate and Jim.
Matt Weaver, AutoWeek.com. Same two questions that I had for Eric, actually. Do you feel like that as a rookie driver, a second-year driver, younger driver, that veterans are more prone to take the aggressive decisions like, you know, Denny did with you late in the race?
No, I don't think so. You know, I don't, I listened to Eric's answer and I think he said it pretty well. You know, I don't necessarily think that, you know, Denny or anybody in that situation, his situation in Bristol racing with Kyle for the win was a great example of that. You know, I think we both know that Kyle wasn't looking at him as, he's a rookie, I can beat him. He was probably thinking, man, I'm giving this all I have and I can't shake him, you know, and, Eric did a great job at Bristol, and I think that was a great example. So, no, I don't think guys label you as a rookie and race you differently from it. I think they label you as the racer you are from the day you come in the sport until it changes. And if it doesn't change, I think that's what you are in their eyes. And until you do something to change that view from their perspective, then that's what they label you as, and they're going to take advantage of whatever piece of that they can because it's their jobs.
And the Snowball Derby?
Nope, you will not see me there. I'd love to go run that race again someday. I think it'd be really cool, but I just have I'm pretty picky with how I like to do things there, and have you know, we had a great group of guys that when we were racing those cars, and I just, it wouldn't feel right for me to go and race and not have some of those same guys there to help and whatnot. So never say never. I mean, maybe one day down the road the pieces will line up where we can all get back together and do another race somewhere, maybe somewhere else, and then go down there, but not this year.
We'll go to Nate and then Jim.
Nate Ryan, NBC Sports. Chase, you said it was somewhat odd to see your face out there on the huge billboard. That also came with a moniker, courtesy of Eddie, proclaiming you as the people's champion. Do you agree with that?
I don't know. It's not for me to say. I'm not... I'm in the position, and I'm not, A, the track promoter, and I'm not the people, B, so in this situation, so I can't answer that.
There's been a lot of talk this week about, obviously, with Dale Jr. retiring, a lot of people are wondering who's going to be the most popular driver, and a lot of people heard those cheers for you after Martinsville and kind of drew the conclusion that it might be you. Is that something you pay attention to? Do you welcome that? Do you think about it, or is it just that takes care of itself?
Well, you know, I did find a lot of support throughout the week, and I do appreciate it, and as I've told you guys before, you know, whoever people want to pick to pull for, you know, if you can find a genuine connection with that person, then great. If it's me or if it's somebody else, I think as long as you have some reason that is genuine and not just because somebody told you to or because it's somebody you know or somebody you know likes him, then I'd say go for it. So, you know, if last weekend makes you want to pull for us the rest of the season and on moving forward, then great. If it doesn't, then don't, is my advice. But, you know, we welcome any kind of support we can get. I certainly do. It's appreciated. It always has been. And it's been very refreshing to see a lot of that throughout the season, not just last weekend. I think there's been a lot of people pulling for us throughout the year that I've noticed more than ever, and I think that's been pretty cool, not just in the last week.
We'll go to Jim, Jerry, and then wrap up with Jeff.
Jim Utter, Motorsport.com. Over the last half dozen or so races, you guys have put together probably the most consistent string that you've had all year. Not only good finishes, but also leading laps, as you mentioned earlier. As much as the disappointment might hurt from losing an opportunity to win last week, is it kind of offset by the confidence that's been growing in your team that the way we've been running lately, it's not impossible for us to just go out and do that again the next three races?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a great point. I appreciate you bringing that up and not just the rest of the mess, in the past week. But, yeah, I think that the way we've run is very encouraging. I think for us to come down pit road leading the race last week and leave pit road leading the race was huge too, and all those pieces have to be there. And I see no reason why we can't continue to have the performance we've had over the course of the first handful of races in the playoffs. And it's been a lot of fun to run like we've been running over these past number of weeks. It's refreshing for me. It's refreshing for our team. It's exciting for our team to see, the car that they've been working so hard on all week go and run well. And I want to deliver them the things that they deserve. We've been working with a lot of these guys that, I love working with. I love those guys, and they have busted their tails for me for almost 2 years now, and I'd love to repay them with a trophy sometime. And there's no team that deserves that more than them.
Jerry Jordan, KickingTheTires.net and Performance Racing Network. Everyone talks about we need rivalries in NASCAR. Does this turn into that with you? Because over the past week, it's, wait till next year, wait till this, and the promoters are going to be promoting this as such. Is that a distraction, or does that turn into something that fans can get around?
Well, I don't think it's a distraction for us. Like I said a minute ago, you can't let the situation and the things that went on there consume you, because if they do, then you're going to lose sight of what really matters, and what really matters is us trying to win one of these next two weekends and go race for a championship as we were so close to doing last weekend. So close doesn't cut it in any form of racing, and I've kind of learned that the hard way, I think, over some circumstances that, whether I've put on myself or things just hadn't worked out. So I just think you have to make sure you stay focused on the right things and not be consumed with all the distraction and things that are going on that, you guys have to do your jobs and write about and put out there, and I get it. But we can't be consumed with that. It's not going to do us any favors.
We're going to wrap up with Jeff.
Jeff Gluck from JeffGluck.com. You talked about not being consumed with it, but how much did you pay attention to what was being said? Like, did you scroll through your Twitter timeline every day this week? Did you watch any of the NASCAR TV shows, anything like that?
I didn't flip on the TV one time this week. I watched a little bit of Netflix, but I can't say I watched any NASCAR stuff. I updated my Twitter a few times, but mostly to see what was going on in the college football world, because as you all know, the Georgia Bulldogs are ranked number one right now in the country. So I was more consumed with that than I was all this other stuff.
All right, Chase. Well, thanks for joining us today. Good luck on Sunday.
Thank you.